Wanted to invite everybody back. Thank Tim for doing that wonderful presentation. And the next topic we're going off agenda a little bit, but the next topic I wanted to bring up is the question, and it starts with the question is, who's updating your base map? You know, so every county, you know, if the assessor's mapping department isn't working on a base map, of course, the usual wish is that they were, but if you're not, I think you still be wanting to talk to your GIS department and be saying, how can I convince them that they need to be more active in improving the base map, and how can we sort of help them do that? So first question is who's updating their own base maps now?
That depends on what you're calling the base map.
I would say the parcel layers. Is that the?
Yeah.
Who's improving? Who's improving their base maps? Does everybody feel like they're improving their base map? Good.
We have full control over our entire data set.
Okay. And you were saying they've got full control of doing it. Do you have a GIS department that also is making changes?
Well, there is a GIS coordinator position. We had a coordinator who's since left the employment, and so that position now is just vacant, and they're really dragging their feet to get somebody new in there. And that guy never really did have a full staff under him, so he had a tough road to hoe, but he did get a lot done, and he preferred that every department be the custodian of their own data set, so he didn't want a centralized GIS mill, so to speak.
So who's in a county where they're seriously considering sending out a base map to a consultant and having that consultant completely redo and improve the base map in one shot? Okay. Through my survey, I found there was a number of counties that are doing that. In discussions with a lot of different people on whether that consultant's going to be able to do a very good job with it. For all of us who have tried co-going, say, a page, and you start thinking about all the decisions that you make when you're co-going a page, and all the research and that you apply, and all the knowledge that you have already that you apply to make sure that those parcels fit together the best that they can. And then when you think back, here's a consultant that is going to be making all those decisions, you know, on, you know, 5,000 pages, and in the next 6 months or a year, do you think that consultant's going to be doing as good a job as you would expect, as you in the mapping room would expect to be done on a map to get it up to a standard which management probably thinks they're getting by sending it out to consultant. I'm kind of trying to see if I can't throw something out into saying, how, so the question is, how do you improve your maps? So that's kind of the question I have. Yes?
It's kind of a challenge because, you know, when somebody looks at the parcel-based layer with the aerial photo, ideally you want the things to line up, so the parcel lines line up with what you're seeing in the aerial. The problem is with surveyors, the new stuff is all line of sight, and so if you had everything lined up exactly, if you're looking straight down on the aerial, line of sight is not going to be the same. So it's kind of a challenge to get stuff to look right on what you're looking at on the aerial photo, get everything lined up, and you know, obviously if something is 300 feet or 500 feet way off to the side, then you say, yeah, there's a problem here. You know, we need to adjust, bring that in more in line and stuff like that. Right now, I think everybody's probably feeling the same thing with budget constraints and everything. The crew has shrunk down, and so you have less time to actually do all the requirements that you're talking about. And yet, at the same time, stuff has slowed down a little bit, so it gives you a little bit of free time to work on things. But it's a very fine line to try to make things look good visually and to try to have things accurate. Have the accuracy we're talking about face map. When you're bringing CAD files and putting them in or whichever you're doing. So what do you do there?
Yeah, I think it's a question we all have. And I know for a while, you know, our planning department said, listen, we don't want you to update this. You know, we now put all of our planning layers, which are maybe 100 of them at least. And we've registered them to be your base map, and we don't want to have to change those 100 layers every time you change your base map. So we don't want you to change your base map at all. We're going to just use this one and keep it. And so that went on for about 2 or 3 years until they realized that all of a sudden they were way behind, and they needed to do something about it. And you know, within about 4 or 5 years, they said, okay, fine, you know. We will try to update our layers as best we can, but we're not going to try to argue that you shouldn't. And of course, that left, then we said, okay, great, we're on our own. And then we had to decide whether we were going to be self-regulatory in that sense and say, okay, are we going to just update our base map with new maps and or with new code pages, or are we going to go back in and maybe even just change things along fence lines? You know, or I should put the first one was, is okay, we're starting to get a few maps in now with coordinate data and control points tied to our whole county control lines, which, by the way, I also found out that there's many counties that do not have any control networks in their county at all. So all of us that do should be at least thankful that we have some number of control points in our county and that someone's using them to produce new control points. So that's sort of our first step. Yeah, great, give us that. We can work with that. Give us a new subdivision, and if it had control points, we'd love it better. And then, of course, if we go page, we'd love to still see a few control points in there. But if not, we think we can still improve that base map dramatically just by co-going the page. And then it was like, okay, how about going back to the how about fence lines? Are we going to change maps because of fence lines? And the question I discussed earlier, are we also going to change them along coastlines? And our answer was yes, we're going to do both if we think that it improves the base map. We figure when we're doing it along fence lines, it's usually not affecting a lot of other, you're usually in a rural area where you're not affecting a lot of other lines that somebody's tied to. And so we do make changes along that. What does everybody think? Jason?
Yeah, in Riverside County, we reached out to a lot of the cities that have maintained these parcels with their cities, and we use far as the other departments. We have full control over our facilities, so it's for assessment purposes only is what we tell them, and if they want to make changes, if they're facing their, you know, layers off our park space, and they're going to have to make changes, we'll need to change. We're not going to, you know, slow down our improvement process of our park space just for them.
Or they can set up topology rules and do what they need to do, and when the base map changes, they can update their topology, validate the topology.
Yes, Neil.
Yeah, in every county we had, at the beginning of those sorts of problems, we've been using Octopolis for the entire county since 2002, and gradually they have been increasing the resolution, now it's a 4-inch to per pixel of the resolution. So, as you can tell, when you overlay your parcels, you may find that not always they're perfect. Most of the time, they're not. But what we have to do is a couple of things. First, we're lucky that finally we were able to put together like a EGIS consortium. We've been trying for the last 20 years to do that. The problem is that it was always addressed from the top down. By that, I mean the heads of directors of departments were the group, the advisory body. It never worked. It all became politics. I want to have more control. The sheriff and the fire, why the fire doesn't wear a gun, why he has no power. You know, the public works are also smarter. Or, it was a thing.
Yep.
So the reason we made this manage is that we banned upper management from forming this consortium. We got the approval from both supervisors and the directors, but all the work was done by middle management, people like myself. So all we wanted to do is have a province. There was no egos involved, everybody wanted to share. So what has been happening is that the parcel farming, tax parcel base, everybody in the county uses ours. Even regional planning, they took their zoning, reconfigured to match housing. Originally, it was based on Thomas Brothers, Seven Lines. But little by little, even fire department and sheriff have been changing that mentality. So now everybody shares on the same platform. So it doesn't matter how many times we update, everything still is registered. With the photos, the provider did the same thing. They took all the control points from the county, they added their own. And then he took the parcel base, figured that since that is a common standard for the county, and they tried to fix, match, or even tell us where we were really off. So that portion of the county where we have really bad information. And when we put that into the public websites, we inform the people that the line work that they see is based on record. We're not going to change that. We don't want to make a pretty picture by sacrificing what has been recorded. So people can understand that, and we provide tools and websites so they can measure. And they see that the parcel line is not on top of the fence line, but the overall picture looks exactly the same, and they can verify by measuring the perimeter of the lot. They know that they are on the right. So even people that complain, oh, this guy is encroaching on my property, we can show them that they are. That's not a problem. Regarding the cities, they all use our parts and things, all they need is cities to do their planning, their analysis. There are different engineering departments, they still use MicroStation or AutoCAD to do their engineering work. Even City of LA, they do their own engineering work and design, but they use our parts and things for their zoning and planning and everything else.
Yeah. That same thing we found, you know, when we got into it in 96, we had three of our eight cities, three biggest of our eight cities were already had base maps of their cities, and they were glad to share them. And of course, it was only a year or two later that they had then adopted ours, so they were no longer really, they were. None of those three cities were now any longer working on their base map. They were working on our base map. We were changing and improving parcels that were in the cities, and they were taking our stuff. And so we were able to certainly feel good about the fact that they were able to do that. We also did it much smaller. We did a consortium with all our different departments, no one higher than the supervisor level, of course, and that goes for us. And we departments get together at least once a month and discuss stuff and what we're doing in each department. And of course, it's amazing how much better things work when you hash them out over a table instead of over phones and emails. So, we had a question back here.
I just want to say that in some of how we created a working group. We represent our different software, the survey, the agency that controls our base files, which is cutting information systems. We can also LASCO, the laser borders, and cutting communications. So what we do, we look at the jurisdictions, and if we need to move a line, the surveyor will be at the surveyor's office. They have all the annexations of all the jurisdictions. So we, based on that, because if we move the jurisdiction map, we also need to move the immediate civil influence or a rural service area line or a district line. So having that group together, and we're lower than your level in where the ones do the work. So we can actually hash it out there again and work it out and work out pretty well for us.
Is that an implication that they put on this?
Okay. Anyway, yes, Matt.
I'm also a surveyor and geodetic engineer, so that's not imagery. You want to get, not just all about the resolution, it's also about the accuracy which was made in order to get high accuracy, or whether you need high resolution DPM and good control points. What I see in some counties is when they initiate the imagery, if they mandate certain flight path that do the same every time, so you get the images all on top of each other better, the same distortion between one view to the other, and then also force them to use the same control over it, so they get the accuracy not of only the resolution they are aiming to get. So people sometimes see fence lines not in the right place, sometimes the inaccuracy is in the imagery and not in the data you have. The best evidence is you see size of buildings that's distorted because of perspective, or you see control points not in the right place, that's just pure inaccuracy. Other places, talking about baselines, if everybody uses your parcel data as your base data, if you have some people mentioned this question yesterday about associated feature classes, we have available every time you move your parcel graphic, you can assign those displacement vectors to every layer you want in any feature class. So if the parcel base moves, you can apply those shifts on utilities, on zoning, on whatever you need to apply it on. So everything moves to the same place. Now you can question whether the new place is more accurate or less accurate. That depends on your data. But we have this from.
Planning has their layers and their read only, and we have the assessor's office has their layers, we put ours read only, so we have to do the database.
It has to be the same database, but not the same feature data set. So if you're working in an enterprise system and you have permissions, you can give permissions to a feature data set level, so zoning have their own. You have your own set of feature classes, and the person that clicks the button to move the other stuff, they need to be something like DBA that has permissions and own revenue, of course. But zoning have only their stuff they can work on, or utilities, or whatever that is, or embassy, and the land records have their data and their own feature data. So you can separate it.
Now, did you need ArcServer or ArcInfo or ArcGIS to do that?
Well, it depends on your size. If you're working at a one-man show, and you can just use one desktop and one file to your database. Yeah. If you want to go to a multi-user environment, then you're talking maybe about versioning and about edit your licenses to work against it, and then each work both user environment with everything that comes along with it, permissions, etc. So that's sort of, it's just my blood and polygrammetry.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
So RGS server wouldn't